This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama citizens and patriots, to The Point with Bill Crawford. And that's me. I'm Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple, here on Talk Radio WZZN. And however you happen to be listening to us, we're glad you are. But there's a lot of ways you can do that. One way is you can go to our website. Just go to Google and search Talk Radio WZZN, and lo and behold, our website will pop up and just click Listen Live. The other thing you can do is go to the App Store and just go to the App Store and search Talk Radio WZZN. You will have an app appear. You just click onto it, download it to your phone, and then you can take our radio show and everything our station has to offer with you wherever you happen to be. And just so you know what that is, starting at 5 a.m. for you early risers, it's a sports show, Miller and Moulton in the morning. 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. is America in the morning. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. is the Brian Kilmeade show. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is Fox Across America with Jimmy Falea. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. is when you really need to have your ears on, because that's when you have The Point with Bill Crawford. And after me, at 4 p.m., it is the Guy Benson Show from 4 to 5 p.m. One thing I wanted to share with you, just kind of on the lighter side, you heard my intro to the show where I say, welcome in, fellow Alabama citizens and patriots. For the past 15 years, I have done a ESPN radio show here locally for Army football. And my opening was, welcome Army sports fans from sea to shining sea. And that is ingrained in my mind. And every time I do the opening to this show, I have to stop and think for a few moments, because I almost always say the other opening. So hopefully I'll get that straight in my head one of these days, and we will get that figured out. You heard the weatherman. If you're in Huntsville, Alabama, and anywhere within the sound of my voice, guess what? It is still cold outside, and it's not going to warm up anytime soon. I think this morning we had a temperature of about 9 degrees around 8 o'clock. We're up to 38 now, which isn't much above freezing, and it's going to get colder this weekend, and there's going to be another blast of Arctic air. So what does that mean? That means you still need to drip your faucets. You need to still bundle up. You probably, if you hadn't taken your plants indoors or had them covered up, they're dead right now. And you certainly need to watch out for your little furry friends. I know my little furry friend, Winston the Dachshund, normally in the morning, he's itching to go. He wants to go outside as soon as I wake up. And now he just pokes that little dachshund snout out the door and pulls it right back in and says, no thanks, Dad. I am not going out today. And you know what? I don't really blame him. However, our cat...
That sounds like Ollie the Wonder Dog. She yeah. didn't want to go out this morning either.
No, they don't.
She made that noise that I equate with a four-letter word.
Yeah.
And she went right back in the house.
Well, you know, Edgar the cat also does the same thing. He wants to go out first thing in the morning, and he will actually go out in about 2 seconds, makes a U-turn, and is back at the door meowing because he wants to get back in. So it's going to be like that for a while, folks. So just be careful. Don't do anything stupid. Don't travel if you don't have to. And if you do travel, we had an officer on from the Highway Patrol the other day, and he mentioned the fact that you certainly need to have an emergency kit with you, a blanket, water, some food, and a flashlight, preferably. So just if you're going to travel, be safe. Let me tell you a little bit about our show today. Our first guest is going to be candidate for Place 5 District Judge, and that's Jean Dattle Rizzardi, and I will give you her bio when she comes on later with us. But suffice it to say, she is highly qualified for this position, and I look forward to introducing her to you. And the second half of our show is going to be a recurring segment. This is something that I want to do as a veteran and one who has really kind of understands the way to navigate the system of veterans benefits. We're going to have what's called Veterans Corner. That's going to be on every Tuesday, and we're going to have somebody that can help us out and help you, the listeners, who happen to be veterans. And there are thousands and thousands of veterans within our listening area to get some answers to some questions that you may have, and also just to find out some information about stuff you may not even knew or have known is available to you. And our guest today is going to be from a great organization, Still Serving Veterans. It was founded here in Birmingham, and we're going to have their operations officer, Jim King, on just to tell us a bit about what they do and what they can do for you. And I can tell you from personal experience, Still Serving Veterans helped me out. Pardon me, got a little bit of a frog in my throat, but Still Serving Veterans helped me out, and they will help out any veteran, and their charge is a real good charge. It's twice times zero, and that is nothing. They help you out for free. So that's going to be something we start up every Tuesday, and it's going to be our Veterans Corner. Just a little bit before we get our judicial candidate on, about the court system here in Alabama. Most people just don't want to go to court unless they absolutely have to. But if you do have to go to court, there's a good chance that the court you're going to go to is a district court. Alabama has lots and lots of district courts here in our state. We have 106 district courts in 67 counties. And what do? Well, they adjudicate most cases where the amount in question is $3,000 to $10,000. And they do misdemeanor cases, ordinance violations, preliminary hearings for felony cases, and certain domestic, juvenile, child support, child custody, and child neglect cases. And, you know, I'm kind of a kook when it comes to court stuff. I like to watch Judge Judy, and I like to watch the People's Court. And those are courts where they're small claims, but they're interesting cases. But they're the kind of court cases that probably would land in a district court. And they're also the kind of court cases that probably will affect your life more than any other case that might come before any of the other courts. And that is why your decision as to who to elect as a district court judge is very important. You need to get someone who's fair, who knows what they're doing, and who is, candidate Rizzardi says, is a selfless servant. And I look forward to having her on. And that's going to happen in just a few minutes. So thanks for sticking around with us today. Just before I leave, our number is 256-382-0724. We'll be back with Jean Rizzardi and your phone calls, possibly. Bill Crawford back in a minute.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work. All because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000, 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on. GeneracSuperstore.com.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirtwork side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well to try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials free to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford on Talk Radio, WZZN. And this is The Point with me, Bill Crawford. Glad to have you with us today. You can certainly reach us today at 256-382-0724. Hopefully you're in a nice warm place somewhere listening to this show, or maybe even driving around in your car with the heater on listening to this show. But we're going to go ahead and get right to our next interview, and that is Miss Jean Dowdle-Rizzardi. Jean, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing just great. I hope you are.
I am doing great. I'm going to take a moment just to let our listeners know a bit about you, and then we'll get into our interview. Jean is a native Huntsvillian, born and raised in Huntsville, Alabama. Her parents, Joan and Joseph, moved here in 1962, and her father was a member of the founding faculty of the electrical engineering program at what is now UAH. Electrical engineers are smart folks. Jean went to Huntsville High School and then went on to Auburn University, and she earned her bachelor's degree there. Later, she got a master's degree in marketing from Alabama and also a Juris Doctor degree from the Alabama School of Law, which means she was a lawyer. During law school, she was the president of the Student Bar Association, which is a pretty big deal. And she was also honored with the Dean Thomas J. Christopher Award and the Dean's Award. And she was selected for the Bench and Bar Legal Honor Society. Jean began her legal career in Talladega, Alabama, practicing insurance defense. And after her two lawyers began elementary school, she opened her own practice as a sole practitioner, focusing primarily on family law and matters involving children. Outside of school, Jean shows her good heart as she was engaged as a Girl Scout leader and also led the United Way of North Talladega's annual fundraising campaign and served as the president of the Junior League. In 2014, the hometown called and Jean returned back to Huntsville to join the office of the city attorney, where she currently serves as the assistant city attorney. She has 30 years of legal experience and has been prominently and most actively involved in the Alabama State Bar. She was elected to 3 terms on the Alabama Board of Bar Commissioners, the governing body of the State Bar, and currently serves as the president of the Alabama Law Foundation, which is the charitable arm of the Alabama State Bar. She has a deep commitment of public service, which was shaped, as most things are shaped in good people, by the example of her parents. Her father was the longest-serving member of the Huntsville Hospital Healthcare Authority and the Hospital Foundation Board of Trustees. Her mother was a former principal at both Ridgecrest Elementary and Huntsville Middle School and was the inaugural chair of the Rocket City Barbecue and Whistletop Festival, which I know of myself and a lot of people have enjoyed that for many, many years. She serves her the community through membership in nonprofits, immediate past president of the Christian Job Corps of Madison County, and she is also a dedicated member of the Huntsville Symphony Orchestra Guild, where she chairs the finance committee. Jean and her husband, Judge Don Rizzardi, are members of the First Baptist Church. I imagine they have quite a few conversations about legal stuff when they sit around the kitchen table. And they're the proud parents and grandparents of a blended family of 6 children and 3 grandchildren. If that doesn't sound like a good person, I don't know what is. Jean, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. What an honor to be here.
Well, let me ask you this. Did I leave anything out, or is there something else you'd like to mention about yourself?
Oh, I think you covered it well. I've had from birth, have been raised to be involved in the community and then help the people that we live with and work beside, and that's just how I'm now to this role that I'm in, where I want to be the next or in the first Madison County District Judge for Place 5. Place 5 is a new spot that's been created, so I will be the first one come November 3rd, hopefully.
Well, hey, before we get into a little bit about what that actually means, let's go back into the past for a second. I always like to get a little bit better handle on what motivates people. And you were in Auburn University, and you had a degree in marketing. What made you decide to go from marketing to the law?
Well, actually, so it's a great question. I always wanted to be a judge before I wanted to be a lawyer, but there's also a very practical side of the way I was raised, which was if something doesn't work out along the way, you need to have a good degree in something else. So in other words, if it didn't work out for me to become a lawyer, that I would also have the marketing degree, which is, there's a lot of similarities where you learn the facts about something and then you're trying to convince other people of your position, which is basically what marketing or advertising along that line versus lawyering, which is where you take the facts as they are and you are representing one side or the other. And then in the case of the judge, actually hearing from both sides. And so they're kind of related in there, but they have served. The marketing degree has helped me so much with my community service, as well as even being a practicing lawyer.
You know, that's kind of a similar question I get from time to time when people say, well, you know, what made you decide to go from flying helicopters and doing engineering work to radio? And unfortunately, they are not similar whatsoever, but this is just what I like to do.
right.
So, well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, yes, exactly the same kind of thing. And then you've also got to know that I've have just always enjoyed both areas focus on people. And that's one of the things that I enjoy, of talking to people and then helping them solve their problems, whether it's in the business world or if it's over on the legal side.
Okay. And one thing before we go any further, I certainly want to make sure that those who are listening, if they want to ask you a question, they know how to do that. And that would be through calling the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline at 256-382-0724. So you have been a lawyer over in Talladega, and then you decided to relocate to Huntsville. Let us know a little bit about the legal work you did while you were in Talladega.
Okay. So after when I first got out of law school and passed the bar exam, which is required, I moved from Tuscaloosa, where I went to law school, over to Talladega and started out in insurance defense. I went into a law firm, stayed there, and then decided that it's time for me to have my children. So I did that, worked from home, and then I hung my shingle. And when I did that, I was able to control what kind of cases that I took. And so I did those cases that are exactly in district court predominantly. So I did a lot of juvenile court work, so representing either the best interest of the child as a guardian ad litem, which is an attorney appointed to represent that child's best interest, or I represented the moms and the dads in juvenile court, as well as served as a child attorney, which is an attorney for a child that's been charged with a delinquent act. And so in that case, you are just like if you're representing an adult from the standpoint, you're trying to defend them versus the other hat that I wore as a guardian ad litem, which is the best interest of the child. So I did a lot of those kind of cases, but I also did a lot of I was involved in evictions and representing all kinds of folks who had been charged with different things or occasionally would fill in even in Talladega as a prosecutor and a city attorney, as well as collecting the attorney for DHR, collecting child support that was owed, or also at times being the one that was representing DHR in a case involving the custody of a child. So wore a lot of different hats. All of those hats exactly fit in with the district court. So when I moved back home, I basically shut down that practice and was going to move my practice up here back to Huntsville. And then lo and behold, got a call about the city attorney job and have been there ever since and been happy. So, but I know that I've got more to offer, and that's where the judge part comes in.
Well, tell us a little bit about the city attorney's office. You know, what did you do there? And was it kind of the same thing, or was it different kind of legal work?
Yeah, no, it's a great way to put it. It is a lot like being in your own practice where you're going to handle everything. So I do a lot with the police department, and that's kind of over the years it's developed more and more. So I do everything from personnel matters to looking at contracts to even filling in as a prosecutor if we're shorthanded in municipal court. And so it's kind of like whatever is needed. So the city of Huntsville, as you well know, is rocking and rolling, so it's like all hands on deck. So we end up doing a lot just to keep our city running. I also work with the area of ordinances, help draft those, and help the different departments just so the city keeps operating and really truly spend so much with law enforcement trying to help those officers have the tools that they need to do the great job that they do to protect the citizens of Huntsville.
Well, I had a little bit of business with the city attorney's office. It's kind of humorous. My son, when he was in Grissom, got a little ticket for fishing without a license down in Ditto Landing. And we ended up, he had to go have a visit with the city attorney. And we mainly just put the fear of God into him. And he said, I'll never fish without a license again. But so
hey, and he'll remember that always. That is a great thing about, you know, and you notice that along the line of the juvenile court, which is really dear to my heart for those very reasons. If you can get a young person in who's you know, fishing without a license, that's a small thing. But if you can correct those small things, then they're going to, you know, I know your son's grown up to be great and a nice, happy, productive person in society. So it's like there's such a wonderful opportunity there with the right leadership to help correct little things so nothing turns into a big problem.
Well, we think he did okay. He went to West Point and graduated with honors. So,
Woo, I say he did. Absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's actually stationed out here at Redstone, so we're proud of that. And all because I put a little fear into him, along with, I think Brian Williams was the city attorney that helped me out with that,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Because he was fishing without a license. So,
there you go. Well, I say you did really well, and he did really well. So, and I'll have to tell Brian when I see him.
Yeah, he knows who I am. Just tell him I said hello. And one thing, though, a lot of people in Alabama are not, you know, they're a lot of people don't ever even interact with the court system. They just don't have to. But I think the district court system is something that most people, if they're not familiar with it, they ought to be. There's 106 district courts right now. Yours is a newly created place. But tell us a little bit about why the district court system is important in Alabama.
Well, and I'm so glad you asked that, because it is such an important position. And it can easily be minimalized, but it shouldn't be. And the reason why is because the majority of the citizens in Madison County, if they're in the court system, most will end up in the district court. And so that might be a traffic violation. It might be two neighbors feuding with each other about where a property line starts or stops. It might be a violation of a noise ordinance. Or, as I like to say, it's a little bit of Judge Judy. So you've got small claims where people can come into court without an attorney and plead their case and have a judge decide. And then you've also got the family court, the juvenile court side, which is where grandparents may need to have custody over their grandchildren. Or maybe there's some kind of drug issue, or there might be crimes that are misdemeanors. So it's not felonies. It's not jury trials. It's the cases where a judge hears both sides and then makes the best decision. And in the case of, like we talked earlier, the children and like your son being a West Point grad, which is so often awesome. So the scary thing are those children that don't have someone to correct them. And so sometimes it's going to be that interaction with the court when that child has been arrested for shoplifting or is skipping school, or maybe the parent's not taking that child to school. Those kind of laws are what is going to end up in a district court. And if that doesn't have a good resolution, a positive resolution, which doesn't mean letting everyone go at all, it means that there needs to be consequences. And then with consequences, then you help that young person get going in the right direction. Maybe you're breaking a cycle of child abuse that child is dealing with. You know, maybe there's something that the court can correct that a parent or family member hasn't done, but it's giving that young person a chance. If we can correct the little things or place the children in a loving home that don't have those opportunities, that if we can do that, then that child's going to become a happy adult. They're going to know how to take care of their family. They're going to understand it's important to go to work and to be on time and to be truthful. And you know, it's being firm, but it's also being compassionate. So
well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to interrupt. I thought you were at a break point.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Quick question. You know, when I was growing up, and by the way, I ended up going to West Point too, so I turned out okay.
Oh, you did.
Well,
that's wonderful.
When I was growing up, my mother used to always say, you know, if you don't behave, we're going to send you to reform school. Oh, obviously that didn't happen. So what are some typical things that you can do as a district court judge to correct a child who's just heading down the wrong path?
Right. So if you've got a situation where maybe the parents are at their wit's end and they don't know what they can do, one of the things as a judge, if it's proven that that child, the first step is was there a delinquent act committed? You know, has there been a law that's been broken? Has that child stolen something? Has that child torn up something or spray painted graffiti all over something? There's practical things. And one way is it might be where they need to be at the detention home. But there's also other ways, like through probation, where you give them an opportunity. If that's the first time and they've never had a problem before, then that good talking to with consequences, and then making sure that it doesn't happen again. You don't want to keep saying the parent doesn't need you to come back in and keep giving more and more opportunities for this child that's not correct in the behavior. So I do think there are ways. Also, there's ways through having additional requirements. You know, perhaps that child needs to have as part of their punishment where they're doing volunteer work. You know, I was raised doing community service that we knew we were going to give back and we weren't going to be paid for it. But it made us be responsible, made you plan your time correctly. So I think there's some ways to think outside the box. But the main thing is to show that bad behavior needs to be corrected, and it needs to be corrected early, just like your son with the fishing violation, to correct it early before it turns into a big problem. And then you'll end up maybe being a West Point grad because somebody took that opportunity in juvenile court to hear what the problem was and then do the best they can to correct it.
By the way, he didn't even catch any fish that day, but that's neither here nor there. So,
oh, my goodness.
So let me ask you just one more thing, and that is this. One of the intimidating things, I think, to the average person out there is if they have a little dispute with their neighbor or something like that, they probably don't even know how to go to district court. So how do you do that? Just go down to the courthouse and go to the right office?
That's exactly right. And so the court system is still in the courthouse that's on in the smack dab middle of downtown Huntsville. So you go in and in the district court, there's a district court clerk's office, and a lot of the materials is a matter of just filling out a form. And so that would be the starting place. Of course, there's court fees attached to it, but the clerk's office will guide you through what to do. You know, if it's small claims, often there's not an attorney. Depending on the kind of case, or really I would have to say a good bit of the time, it does help to have that attorney along. But if, for your example, two neighbors fussing over something, you'd go to the clerk's office, you'd fill out a complaint, the other neighbor would be served with your paperwork, a court date would be set, and then you and your neighbor would go stand in front of the judge, and each would plead your case. And the judge is going to, if there's not an attorney involved, is going to ask the questions. But each side will give it an opportunity to present their case. Sometimes those neighbors just need an opportunity to tell their side and need their day in court. And sometimes when they actually get up there to the moment where they're about to talk to the judge in whatever kind of case, sometimes that's the time that the two parties actually communicate and work out something that then the judge is able to ratify. If it's a reasonable agreement, he can do it, or she can do it in my case.
Well, that's great. Well, hey, I really want to thank you for being with us today. And what I always like to do when somebody is as gracious with their time as you are, to give you the last word. And the last word is this: why should somebody vote for Gene Rizzardi?
Well, Gene Rizzardi has been around a long time now. I've got more than 30 years of experience, primarily in district court. I have spent hours and hours with people that are in tough situations, and I will bring all of that experience along with the values that I was raised on, the person that I am, that knows that sometimes people need a hand and sometimes people need some correction and get some direction in their life, and I'm the one. And the other thing I'd want you to know is that even though we're called district judges, we are for we are a district court judge, but it's a countywide vote. It's not just one district in Madison County voting. It's the entire county. And I'm going to need everyone to vote for me on May 19th and then again on November 3rd. And I'd be honored to serve, and I'll work hard and do the best I can to keep Huntsville and Madison County the place that we want to live.
Well, hey, I think that I couldn't have said that better myself. So, again, thank you so much for your time, and we're going to go ahead and let you go. And if you want to, I will get in touch with you, and I can send you a link so you can have this interview to use with as you see fit.
Oh, I would love that, Bill. Thank you so much. And if people want any additional information, it's jeanrizzardi.com, JeanRizzardi. And .com, and they can learn more about me. But thank you, Bill. This has been an honor.
All right. Hey, well, thank you very much. Have a great day. Try to stay warm. Brian, let's go ahead and take our break. A little overdue, but it was well worth it. And we'll be back in a few.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
If you work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's Game Development Team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industry, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns for trainees. With Higher Echelon's game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go higher and go Army.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher and go Army.
Tom Luganville here from my friends at the service department at Woody Anderson Ford. When you need service on your vehicle, whether it's a Ford or any other make, you want to get into Woody Anderson Ford, where their expert service technicians will get it diagnosed and repaired right away, the right way. And while you are there, check out all the new and pre-owned vehicles at Woody Anderson as well. They are ready to make you the best deal possible. Visit Woody Anderson Ford today.
Woody Anderson Ford on Jordan Lane in Huntsville, Hughes Road in Madison, and online at WoodyAndersonFord.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
From the Fox 54 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 30s. A couple of us could see the lower 40s. Still going to be really cold as we head into the overnight. We're dropping into the upper teens, lower 20s. A partly sunny sky for your Wednesday, climbing once again into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Bear in mind the average high temperature for this time of year at around 53 or 54 degrees. We're not going to be anywhere close to that anytime too soon.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody, to Talk Radio WZZN, To the Point with Bill Crawford, and also producer Brian Temple. That is me, Bill Crawford, and we are glad to have you with us today. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Miss Jean Rizzardi. I thought that was fantastic. She sounds to me like the kind of compassionate person, yet one who is stern, that is going to be a very good jurist here in our area. I read a little sentence from her campaign placard, and it says, "I am ready to bring a steady hand and a servant's heart to the bench." I think that's pretty impressive, you know, because what is a steady hand? A steady hand means you're going to do the right thing, and you're going to be fair, and you're going to be impartial. And a servant's heart means to me that what I'm going to be doing is not taking my interest at the most important thing, but it's going to be the interest of my job, and in this case, the interest of doing the correct thing and being just. And, you know, she mentioned, I didn't really think she was going to go down that road, but I am one who happens to watch all these court shows every time I get a chance. I love to watch Judge Judy, and I didn't realize that that's kind of what the district court judge, what they cut their teeth on, are things that aren't really huge legal matters. They're $3,000 to $10,000, but that's probably the preponderance of disputes that happen in this country. And that's what Judge Judy resolves. And I guess if people could keep their dogs on leashes and get their leases correct, there wouldn't be much of that litigation, but there seems to be a lot of it. That seems to be pretty much what everybody talks about. So again, Jean is running for district judge, place 5. And I didn't know this, but as she mentioned, that's a vote where when you walk into the ballot box, even if you don't, into your polling place, even if you don't live in district 5, you're going to have to cast that vote. So there's quite a few judgeships that are up for election. There's district 1, district 4, district 5, and district 23 and 24, but those are circuit court races. So, again, Mo Brooks, we had him on the other day, and he's, by the way, I don't know if you were paying attention to this, but when we had former Congressman Mo Brooks on last week, he was not running for office. But as of today, he is. He's running for a state representative seat in District 20. And we're going to have Mo back on again. And we're also going to have his competitor, which is the current occupant of that seat, James Lomax. Because I think it's important that they're both Republicans, by the way. And I think it's important that you hear what both of them have to say. Because, again, Mo said this the other day when he was on the show. He said, you need to educate yourself a little bit before you go out and cast a vote. Well, that's one of the goals that I have between now and May 19th, is try to help the listeners of this show become a little more educated as to what they're going to be voting for. And how am I going to do that? I'm going to try to get every candidate that I can, no matter which side of the fence they're on, to come on this show and let you hear their opinion as to how you think or they think you should vote for them. And I think she gave a very good account of herself. She said, I'm an honest person. I've had a lot of experience in this. I've got 30 years legal work, and I've had a lot of work with kids. And it's, I didn't realize this, but I guess the district court has a lot to do with juvenile law. And again, I jokingly said, my mother said she was going to send me to reform school if I didn't behave when I was growing up in Tennessee. But we never really even went down that road because I was a fairly well-behaved little guy. So, but I guess there's a lot of people who, you know, they may just be a little bit off the path and they may need a minor correction. But it sounds like somebody like Jean Rizzardi can go ahead and make that happen. So I hope you enjoyed her interview. I learned a good bit about district court. I don't think I'll ever have a dispute with my neighbors, but I think if I do now, I would not be intimidated. I didn't know you could just walk down to the courthouse, fill out a form, and then you could have a third party adjudicate your problem. And that's exactly what she said she could do. And I think it's nice to know that there is a venue out there where if you do have some sort of an issue that you need resolved, you don't have to go just knock on your neighbor's door and start screaming and yelling and saying, by gosh, let's get this thing fixed out and then potentially come to blows. Not at all. You got a place where you can go. So, folks, we're going to take a break and come back.
I wonder if they get busy during football season.
You know, Brian, that is a good question because I think here in this state, there are probably more disputes over football, Alabama versus Auburn, and than any I could imagine.
I'm remembering a news story of after an Alabama LSU game that turned tragic. So I wonder how much their business increases during football season.
I don't know, but you know, in my case, it's a lot of Army versus Navy, and we kind of have we hate each other during the game, but we shake hands when it's over.
Y'all are very civilized. I appreciate that.
It's a civil war. That's actually a book about the Army Navy game called The Civil War, written by the late John Feinstein. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to wrap up this segment. Back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
AL cert number 21014.
As we flip the calendar to 2026, the holiday season may have left you a little short in the bank account, but Talon Heating and Air will not leave you out in the cold.
That's right. We're still offering free second opinions and service calls with repairs. In addition to that, we're offering up to $1,600 in TVA rebates.
Very easy to do. If you need that $1,600 rebate, all you got to do is
give us a call at 256-503-4490.
Talon Heating and Air, they're live, they're local, and you can find them online at
TalonHVAC.com.
Who doesn't need to save
$1,600?
Very easy to do. Again, Talent Heating and Air, the number and the web.
That's 256-503-4490 or TalentHVAC.com.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live, they're local. Give them a call today.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange. But there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
In football and in finance, the best offense is a good defense. Neighbors Wealth Management has joined forces with Alliance Group to provide Alabamans with world-class financial service on both sides of the ball. Get the expertise to grow your wealth and protect your assets all under one roof. Give us a call and let's work together to turn your personal financial franchise into a perennial powerhouse. 256-469-2324 or visit us at neighborswealthmanagement.com. That number again is 256-469-2324 or neighborswealthmanagement.com.
You'll love the expanded wine selection at Liquor Express. From special occasion to everyday table wines, they've got what you need. Meet your friends at the largest tap wall in Alabama with 105 rotating selections. Then take home a growler full of your favorite or choose from our 1,000 canned bottled beers. Need help stocking your bar or planning your party? Liquor Express has a knowledgeable, professional in-house staff that can assist you with anything from your bar to the planning of your special event. Visit LiquorExpress.net for tasting specials, giveaways, and classes.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red. Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford with The Point, and we're going to take a real short segment. And what I want to do just essentially is tell you how to listen to us, and you can tell your friends how to listen to us. You can go to our website at just Google Talk Radio WZZN. It will pop up. Click onto it, and there's a little button there that says Listen Live. All you got to do is click it, and you listen live. The other thing you can do is go to the App Store, and most people nowadays have iPhones, and you go to the App Store, search for Talk Radio WZZN. The app will pop up. Click onto it, download it on your phone, and you are in business. One other thing I wanted to mention, you heard this, you know, baseball season's coming up. That's the, we're the home of the Trash Pandas. And in football season, guess what? Talk Radio WZZN is the home of Army Black Knight football. And we're really looking forward to that this year, myself especially. I can't get enough of Army football, and I damn sure like to go out to the Trash Pandas game and enjoy one of those. A lot of fun. So we're going to get out of here. We'll come back later in, after the top of the hour, and we'll be talking about our first edition of Veterans Corner. My guest will be Jim King with Still Serving Veterans, a great organization founded here in Birmingham. Back in a bit.
Jeff Jr., founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth. I was born and raised in northern Wisconsin by both my father, who owned a small 10-lane bowling alley, and my mother, who was a nurse, who did her best caring for everyone in our small town. My parents stressed with me that if you were going to do anything, it needed to be done right or not done at all. I later joined the Marine Corps, where additional values were instilled. Values like honor, courage, and commitment. The motto of the Marine Corps, Semper Fi, which means always faithful. The best part of Trajan Wealth? Our 100-plus employees who also embrace the exact same values. If your current financial advisor is more interested in selling you something or is more loyal to their own financial gain than yours, give us a call for a second opinion. We would be honored to hear from you. Call Trajan today,
256-208-9000. That's 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are mixed in afternoon trading as investors digest earnings reports from big U.S. companies while awaiting a decision on interest rates, which comes tomorrow afternoon. The Dow is retreating sharply, led by United Health. Its shares are plunging 19% despite posting a quarterly profit beat. Health insurer stocks are tumbling today after the Trump administration's proposal for Medicare payment rates next year failed to deliver the expected hike. However, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 are on track for a fifth day of gains led by technology. Tech titans Microsoft, Meta, and Tesla will be reporting earnings after the closing bell tomorrow, followed by Apple on Thursday. And UPS has struggled lately amid a choppy economic environment, but its stock is rising 3% today after delivering better-than-expected quarterly numbers and a solid outlook for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
A task force has been created by a group of Republican senators, including U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. The mission of this task force is to investigate fraud within federal funding that is connected to the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Senate Committee. Tuberville said that the issue of fraud has to be tackled aggressively on all sides so as not to abuse the American taxpayer. Tuberville referred to the $19 billion fraud schemes that have been exposed in the state of Minnesota that have been conducted by Somalian refugees. Tuberville also blames Minnesota Governor Tim Walz for allowing the federal funds to flow unchecked to these fake Somalian daycares and other businesses. Tuberville says this task force will work to ensure that every cent allocated to programs involving education, health, labor, and pensions are being used for their intended purposes. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having the people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A dentist from Evergreen is facing arson charges and insurance fraud charges. Dr. Douglas O'Connor was booked in the Conecuh County Jail as a result of a 10-month investigation into an explosion that occurred at his dental practice. The Alabama State Fire Marshal's Office and the Alabama Attorney General's Office worked together on this case. The National Weather Service is confirming another tornado landed in Alabama during the severe weather that entered the state this past weekend. The EF2 tornado hit the downtown area of Geneva with winds of 115 miles per hour. It created a 3-mile path of damage and was on the ground for 4 minutes. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
If you work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's Game Development Team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industry, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns for trainees. With Higher Echelon's game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go higher and go Army.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, triaxle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
The new favorite place for delicious Mexican food is Coralejos Mexican Grill in Huntsville. Check out their reviews on Facebook and you'll see what people are raving about. Enjoy drink specials all day Monday through Thursday, like house margaritas for $3.99 and 12-ounce drafts for $2. Even vegan-friendly entrees on Monday starting at 5. Coralejos Mexican Grill, 1658 Old Monrovia Road in Huntsville. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on their specials.
Your Fox 54 update.
From the Fox 54 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Another incredibly cold night across North Alabama, Southern Middle Tennessee. We're dropping into the upper teens and lower 20s. A partly sunny sky for your Wednesday. Temperatures climbing into the upper 30s, lower 40s. Bear in mind that we should be climbing into the lower 50s this time of year. Dropping into the lower 20s Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. Much the same Thursday afternoon. A partly sunny sky, highs in the low 40s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody, to Talk Radio WZZN. I am Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And what we're going to do today, and this is the first time I have done it, it's my show. I guess I can do what I want to until somebody says you're fired, and hopefully that won't happen anytime soon. But as you can tell from the intro and from some of my conversations previously, I'm a veteran, and I'm a big advocate of trying to help veterans out. I have seen, especially here in the Huntsville area, we have so many veterans who are in this town. And there's a lot of veterans out there who just don't really know what their time in the service, other than being very rewarding, you know, they've earned some stuff because of that. They have some benefits. A lot of people don't have any idea what kind of benefits they have. They don't have any idea at all how to go get help if they need help. And that help and those benefits and those groups that can provide that assistance are out there. And what we're going to do every Tuesday afternoon from now until the foreseeable future is we're going to somehow try to get the information out to our veterans and give them access to the assets they need to help them if they need to. One of those assets is a group called Still Serving Veterans. I'm very, very familiar with Still Serving Veterans. They were founded by Laura Ayers, Dawn Reynolds, Will Webb, and Jerry Gabing, and Becky Pillsbury. Will Webb is a good friend of mine. He is a retired colonel who used to live here in Huntsville. Doesn't anymore. Jerry Gabing, he's a West Point guy. And Jerry Gabing is a friend of his who is a West Point guy who still lives in the Huntsville area. And these guys were pretty much inspired by people coming back from the wars in the Middle East, and they were there, they were disabled, they were in Walter Reed Hospital, they needed somebody to assist them with navigating the morass of Veterans Administration regulations, and they did that on their own voluntarily, and then they said, well, maybe we ought to take that a step further. And I know one of their big motivators was Scott Smiley, who was a close family friend who lost his eyesight in a suicide bombing. And Scott actually, amazing story. If you want to read a good book, read Hope Unseen, the story of the U.S. Army's first blind active duty officer. But Scott was one of the ones who really inspired the creation of Still Serving Veterans. He actually came down here one time to Huntsville to speak at our West Point alumni group, and it was just one of the most motivational and uplifting speeches I have ever heard. But Scott was an inspiration for those people I mentioned who were the founders of Still Serving Veterans. And they have helped me. They've helped a lot of people that I know. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have Joe King, a Navy guy who is the operations director of Still Serving Veterans currently. And Brian, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Mr. King.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
In football and in finance, the best offense is a good defense. Neighbors Wealth Management has joined forces with Alliance Group to provide Alabamans with world-class financial service on both sides of the ball. Get the expertise to grow your wealth and protect your assets all under one roof. Give us a call and let's work together to turn your personal financial franchise into a perennial powerhouse. 256-469-2324 or visit us at neighborswealthmanagement.com. That number again is 256-469-2324 or neighborswealthmanagement.com.
If you're ready to lower your utility bills, it's time to call Eagle Insulation. Eagle can handle it all. Attic re-insulation, insulation removal, wall insulation, and new construction insulation, commercial and residential. Our primary goal is to save you money, and lots of it. Typical clients realize their return on investment within 3 to 6 months. That means the re-insulation actually pays for itself and then some. See if we can help you. Contact Eagle Insulation today, 256-755-1556, or log on insulatewitheagle.com.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your Fox 54 update.
From the Fox 54 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Another incredibly cold night across North Alabama, Southern Middle Tennessee. We're dropping into the upper teens and lower 20s. A partly sunny sky for your Wednesday. Temperatures climbing into the upper 30s, lower 40s. Bear in mind that we should be climbing into the lower 50s this time of year. Dropping into the lower 20s Wednesday night, early Thursday morning, much the same Thursday afternoon. A partly sunny sky, highs in the low 40s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
We Welcome back, everybody, to The Point with Bill Crawford here on Talk Radio WZZN. And this is our first edition of the Veterans Corner. And you heard me give a little introduction to still serving veterans. And now we're going to bring their operations director, Mr. Jim King, on. And before I do that, though, if you're a veteran out there and listening, don't be afraid to give us a call at 256-382-0724. And Jim, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have probably put anchors away on there, knowing your naval background, but I just didn't think to do that. But how you doing today? You staying warm?
I'm doing great, and we'll cut you some slack since you were actually accepted to the Naval Academy and the West Point.
Well, and you got to cut me a little more slack because my dad is actually a graduate of the Naval Academy. So, in fact, that's why I wanted to go there. But the Naval Academy said, you're not smart enough. But Army said, you're more than smart enough. So that's just kind of the way the ball bounced. So before we get into still serving veterans, tell us a little bit about what you did in the military.
So I served in the Navy for 22 years. Joined right out of high school. I went into advanced electronics. I was a submarine sonar technician. I did that for roughly 6 years. I transitioned to recruiting duty, fell in love with recruiting duty, and I stayed in recruiting duty for the remainder of my 16 years as a career recruiter, reaching the rank of senior chief when I retired at 22 years in 2010.
Wow. So that's good. That's by the way, my son is in the Army recruiting game right now here on Redstone Arsenal with the 2nd Recruiting Brigade Command. So tell us what led you to a career. Well, tell us what led you to a career with still serving veterans.
So I retired in 2010, moved to Huntsville. I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona. We moved to Huntsville to be closer to our grandkids in 2019. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I came across this organization called Still Serving Veterans. I came in and I met with one of the career transition counselors. Really unsure of what I wanted to do, I kind of wanted to remake myself. So they gave me an opportunity. They said, well, why don't you come work at Still Serving Veterans as a veteran career transition counselor? And so I did that. And 4 months later, so I did that in July of 2020. 4 months later, the chief programs officer retired, and I put my name in that, and I was selected. And I was in that role from 2021 until this year, January of 2024, when I transitioned over to the chief of staff role.
Well, you know, one thing I do, Jim, is, I interact with tons of veterans out here, and a lot of veterans just really, really need a little boost every now and then from some experts who can help him with that. And your organization, which, by the way, helped me out when I was filing a disability claim, had no idea how to do it, and you guys helped me with that. But I always direct people towards still serving veterans. And tell us, and our listeners, and hopefully our veterans who are listening out there, what kind of services you can provide and help them with.
So we provide three services here, career and transition services we do nationally, and we help transitioning service members and veterans to reinvent themselves. They create a resume, build up a network, use their LinkedIn profile, and help them find jobs. What we do in North Alabama is we are accredited veteran service officers. I am actually one of them, although I don't see clients. We are accredited through the American Legion. And so that means that we can start to finish work with veterans on getting their disability claims completed. And so we actually do everything for them here at Still Serving Veterans. So when they come in, we will talk them through what they think they might be able to qualify for in terms of disability. And then we will get medical records. We will put the package together. We will submit it. And then we have the ability to track it throughout the process. And last year, we brought in over $20 million in disability benefits into the North Alabama community. And we consider North Alabama to be Southern Middle Tennessee and the 13 North Alabama counties. The other thing that we do is if a veteran is down on their luck, having a situation, a financial crisis, we do have the ability to assist them. We can either connect them with one of the other organizations that we partner with, or we can provide direct client support based on generous donations.
Well, all three of those are very awesome. And again, as I said, I think Rick Markeith was my counselor way back when, and I went and saw Rick, and I essentially said, I really don't even know where to get started. And he said this, and I'm sure you say this to everybody, don't worry about that. That's what we're here for. We will get you started in this process, and we will take care of you doing that. How large of a veteran population? I know it's huge. Do you know how many veterans actually live in the North Alabama area that you service?
Yeah, so depending on where you look, I did this research about a year ago, and there's about approximately 80,000 veterans in the North Alabama, Lower Southern Middle Tennessee area. And surprisingly, less than 40% of those veterans are actually receiving a VA disability benefit, which is surprising.
Well, that is surprising. And do you think the reason for that is, like in my case, I just didn't know it was available. I had no idea. You know, I had left the service and everything was hunky-dory, I thought, and I didn't even have a clue that that was available. But that one thing you guys can do is help make people aware of this?
Yes, we do. So that is common. It's not as common in, I would say, from probably 2005 and on. I think most of those folks know, because of the process when you retire, they're told about the disability benefits. A lot of the older veterans, or veterans that retired or got out before 2005, they either don't know, or they don't think that what they went through was enough to warrant a disability. And so we will walk them through that process. Some people just don't know what they don't know. They don't know that, you know, for example, if you have a knee problem and you jump out of airplanes, there's a correlation there. And so we help veterans to identify that correlation and submit for their claims.
Well, now you just briefly alluded to something, and I think it's almost a common misconception amongst the veteran community, and that is the fact that you said most people who retired don't know about this. But the truth of the matter is, you don't have to be a retired veteran to be eligible for these disability claims or the other benefits. Is that not correct?
That is absolutely correct. You do not have to be retired if you served any period of time. You needed to have graduated from basic training, concerned 90 consecutive days, then you would be eligible if you had an in-service injury that is still a thing. You're eligible to apply for the VA disability.
Well, now, one of the things I've spoken to a lot of people, especially some young folks who got out of the Army or the Navy or the Marines, and they say, well, I got out and everything was fine. I just walked out the door, and then now my back hurts or my knee hurts, but I don't really have any sort of record of that other than the fact that I think it happened in the military. Can you help people that don't really have the thought that they have the records that they need?
We can. So there are other ways, aside from a condition or an injury being in your medical record, that you can connect that to a military service. It could be what is called a nexus letter, which is a letter that a doctor can sign saying, yes, this was likely caused by military service. You can also get a statement, buddy statements. Statements from friends that you served with that said, yes, I remember when that happened. And yeah, you didn't go to the doctor back then, but I can see why you would have those back problems.
Well, actually, in my case, that is exactly what I did, because I was an old helicopter driver. And, you know, the last thing we wanted to do when we were flying helicopters was go see the flight surgeon and get grounded. Well, that's just not what happened. And I was flying my little OH-58 helicopter around one day and had an issue called loss of tail rotor effectiveness, had a hard landing, and just sort of ignored the results for years and years and years. But based on the advice from your organization, they said, well, did anybody see that? Yeah, had a whole bunch of people who did. And they sent me buddy letters, and that went a long way helping that claim get adjudicated. So that's, and again, those are the kind of things that people don't know about. The other thing that I wonder if you can help guys and gals with is the other, like, educational benefits, knowing whether or not they have benefits within, you know, being buried in a VA cemetery or things of that nature. Can you help advise and counsel those people?
We do. So, as it turns out, the 9 years between me being retired from the military and moving to Alabama, I worked in higher education. So if somebody reaches out and says, I want to know what education benefits I'm entitled to, then I can certainly help them out, talk about Chapter 35, talk about the Alabama Dependent Scholarship Program, talk about post-9/11 GI Bill. And I don't actually do the process with them, but I help them through that process.
Well, let's explain. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
As far as burial goes, so we also do last chapter. The last chapter, we have a specialist that deals with what's called DIC, the benefits for older veterans. And if a veteran has passed, we can help them with the burial as well.
Well, believe it or not, we have somebody on the line who actually was a still serving vet's client. And we're going to bring Ben in. Ben, are you there?
I'm here. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Well, you've got Jim King on the line. I don't know if he was there when you were there, but tell us a little bit about how still serving veterans helped you.
Sure. I'm an old veteran. I got out in like 1980 and didn't know anything about benefits or what I might have coming to me or anything like that for 20, 25 years. In about 2010, I got introduced to still serving veterans. I went in and had a real nice consultation with them. They filed all the paperwork, did everything I was supposed to do, got it rolling, and I just couldn't be happier. You know, now it's, 15 years ago or 20 years, something like that, and they kept up with me and filed other stuff from time to time, and I'm just real happy with them. I really appreciate them.
And how much did they charge you?
Zero. You know, a lot of these people, when you look into them, they want to file for you, but they want a percentage of what your back pay might be. You know, well, still serving veterans, they never asked for anything. All they did was just help, and I really appreciate them.
Well, hey, Jim, anything you'd like to say to Ben? That was a pretty dadgum good backup for what you have to do.
Sure. Well, first of all, I appreciate that very much. He's absolutely correct. We don't charge clients anything. We rely on generous donations. We encourage veterans to become a monthly donor. We have a campaign, 20, celebrating 20 years. So this is our 20th anniversary on February 6th. So we encourage people donate to self-serving veterans.
Well, Ben,
it was time for you. Appreciate you guys. Yeah, Bill, go ahead.
Thank you for your phone call.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Well, that was Ben calling in. I think Ben actually lives out of state, but he came over here to meet with still serving veterans. And I guess that leads me to another question: is you don't have to be a resident of Huntsville to take advantage of your services? Is that not correct?
That is correct. So, career transition, as I said, we do that nationally. Actually, I can say we do it globally because we have clients that are still in Korea, still in Germany, getting ready to transition out. So for our veteran claims and benefits, you just have to be able to come to the office because that program we do not do virtually. All of our appointments are in person. And same thing for the veteran. So for VSN, we have to maintain the 13 North Alabama counties.
Well,
they don't have to live in Huntsville.
Well, that's great. And, you know, people who listen to this radio show are all over the place, too. So that's good to know. But you had mentioned career transition, and I know that is a big thing. A lot of veterans are intimidated by the fact that, you know, they were service people. That's what they did. That's what they wanted to do. And when it comes time to face the fact that they are now going to be in the civilian workforce, a lot of people get intimidated about that. How do you help these people, these former service folks, move into and transition into the civilian workforce?
So we help them wherever they're at and wherever they want to go, meaning if they come to us and they have nothing, we will start building a resume for them. We'll work with them in terms of what they did in the military, and we'll build that resume. We use some AI capability to do that. We've pretty much mastered that, and we've mastered it to the point, because we also do our own thing, to the point to where the applicant tracking systems cannot detect AI in our resumes. We also help them with their LinkedIn profile. We help them start building their network, because 80% of jobs are either internal or referral-based. So we help them to build that network. We help them to identify what it is that they want to do and how much money they want to make. And a lot of times they come out, we've had folks come out of the military with a master's degree say, well, you know, I'll settle for $50,000. And we help them to understand it. With a master's degree, you can be making much more than that. We also help the other end, where somebody comes in and says, I want to make $200,000 a year, I don't want to work weekends, and I only want to work 40 hours a week. And we tell them, you know, that's probably not going to happen. We'll talk them through that process and what that looks like. We also do, one of my favorite things is we do mock interviews. So a lot of times somebody transitioning out of the military, or if they've been in a job for a long period of time, it's been a long time since they've interviewed. And so we will do a mock interview with them to get them comfortable answering the questions that they're likely to get, the behavioral-based questions, the situational-based questions, or the knowledge-based questions. We'll help them to get comfortable with that.
You know, also, a lot of people in the military have never even had an interview. You know, they go in to see their new commanding officer and says, what do you do? Well, I'm your new platoon sergeant, sir. Okay, good. Get out of here. So that is a skill that people definitely need a little bit of help with, I would think.
Absolutely. And I was a hiring manager for 12 years before I came to Still Serving Veterans. So, I know how to interview. And so I can, and a lot of us here at Still Serving Veterans are, we're all veterans. So everybody that sees that faces clients as Still Serving Veterans are veterans, with the exception of our support network, and but she's a spouse of a veteran. And, you know, they have the instant trust because we're part of the same tribe. Regardless of what branch of service you served in, you know, we're part of the same tribe, so we have their trust, and we've had some tremendous success.
Well, you know, you mentioned not in the same branch. When I worked with you guys, my counselor was from the Coast Guard, Rick Markeith, great guy. And one other thing I get a lot of questions about, and I'm certainly not an expert, as I said, I normally try to refer people to you guys, but that is this, the benefits to the spouse. Do y'all help people navigate those shoals also, about how they may have spousal benefits that they're not even aware of?
We do. So we work for approximately 10% of our career transition clients are spouses. And, you know, spouses, it's difficult for them to build a career because they're moving every 3 to 4 years. And so they're taking on new jobs every 3 to 4 years. So we help them with that. We also help with the education benefits. And again, with later in life, we help the spouses to be able to get a pension or DIC based on their spouse's military service and service-connected disability.
Well, one thing I have heard rumor of, and maybe you can get us on the right path, I've heard that the state of Alabama is very, very veteran friendly when it comes to benefits. And one of the things I have heard is that if you enter the service in Alabama and you exit the service also in the state of Alabama and you have some sort of disability, that there's a lot of education benefits that you and your family members are available or eligible for. Are you familiar with that? Am I off beat here? Is that actually true?
So I am familiar with that. Alabama's been a scholarship program. There's a couple of other caveats. So you had to live in Alabama for at least 2 years prior to joining. You have to have joined in Alabama, and you have to live in Alabama for 5 years after. The 5 years I'm pretty sure that's the case. But, yeah, you had to live in Alabama for 2 years prior to joining. And that's a dependent scholarship.
And that means that your spouse or your kids are eligible for scholarships, is that, as I understand it?
That is correct. And I believe it's up to 7 semesters or 8 semesters.
Well, let me ask you.
Most of the people that I talk to about that get 7 semesters.
Well, are there any other Alabama unique benefits that veterans are eligible for?
I'd say older veterans. We do have 5 veteran homes, including one in North Alabama, Tut Van. So that's one. There's a veteran cemetery, and there's plans on bringing a veteran cemetery up to northern Alabama as well, somewhere around the Huntsville area.
Yeah, I think I saw something about that in the paper as recently as last week, and it's a pretty big cemetery, and that this is a kind of off the wall question, but as far as I don't know, you know, a death, if that's a benefit, but is your spouse eligible for burial in a veteran cemetery if you are?
I'm pretty sure they are. I'm not 100% confident on that. I'm about 99% sure that they are. And you can apply early, so you don't have to wait until the inevitable. You can apply, if you're still around 20 more years, you're still eligible to go into that cemetery.
And how would one apply for that? Do you just go to the Alabama VA, or is that something you guys can help with?
So you could, because we don't have one in North Alabama, we have not helped with that yet. That is something that we will. It's not actually established yet. I think the land's been identified, but it's not built. But you can just Google Veterans Cemetery in Alabama. And the application process, from what I understand, and we were briefed on this by the commissioner of Alabama Department of Veteran Affairs, the application process is relatively straightforward. A couple-page application. Yes, but I proved that you were honorably discharged, and you'd be good.
So if a veteran out there has been discharged and they had an honorable discharge, they probably, I would think, the most important document that they need to have and they need to let their spouse know where it is their DD-214. Is that a correct statement?
That is absolutely a correct statement. If a DD-214 has been lost, there are ways to get it. But when we're talking to the service members, if they're transitioning out or if they're already out, we tell them that DD-214 is one of the most important legal documents you have, and you need to keep that locked up in a safe place. And again, as you said, spouse needs to know where it's at, because that's going to be a very important document later on in life.
Yes, it is. And I have got mine in a safe place, and my wife knows where it is. So this has been a fascinating interview. We could probably talk for hours more, and we'll probably talk again later on Veterans Corner. But tell us how, if you're a veteran out there and you're listening and you really would like to interact with still serving veterans, tell our listeners how they would do that.
Best way to get in contact with us is to go to www.ssv.org. It talks about our 3 programs. You can either, if you're looking for career transition, you can upload your resume directly into that site, and we will get it and get in contact with you. If you're looking for VA disability, you can submit a form that it comes to us. We will start the process, get your intent to file submitted, get your 21, I'm forgetting the form, but basically the power of attorney, which allows us as American Legion accredited VSOs to access your system, and then we'll get you your first appointment.
Now, once again, I didn't hear that clearly. I just want to make sure I got it correctly. That is ssv.org, or was there something else to that website?
It's ssv.org, O-R-G.
Well, hey, that's that's good. Me as an old Army dude, I need simple things like that to remember. And SSV.org is about as simple as you can get it. Obviously, somebody who's associated with the military designed that. And, also, I'm sure you guys have a phone number. What would that be?
256-883-7035.
All right, folks. Well, there you have it. And Jim, thank you much. It's been nice talking to a person who rode underground or underwater in those boats and then decided to get out of it and now is coming back and making an impact here for the veterans community of Huntsville, Alabama. Final word, or are we good to go?
Well, just thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to talking in the future.
I do too. All right. Well, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break and get out of here. That's Jim King with Still Serving Veterans, a great veterans organization founded here in Huntsville, Alabama, with arms that reach out throughout the country. And we'll be back in a few.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialists from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army, who played and later coached for the cadets, and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher. And go Army.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
your Fox 54 update.
From the Fox 54 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Another incredibly cold night across North Alabama, Southern Middle Tennessee. We're dropping into the upper teens and lower 20s. A partly sunny sky for your Wednesday. Temperatures climbing into the upper 30s, lower 40s. Bear in mind that we should be climbing into the lower 50s this time of year. Dropping into the lower 20s Wednesday night, early Thursday morning, much the same Thursday afternoon. A partly sunny sky, highs in the low 40s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is Talk Radio WZZN. I'm wanting to let our phone number out. Folks, you can call us if you want to, 256-382-0724. That is the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, and we will certainly take your call. And one thing, if you're listening out there, I'd like to ask a little bitty favor. Go ahead and let your friends know that we're on the air and that they are more than welcome to listen and they're more than welcome to call in, because what producer Brian and I want to do is we want to get your opinions out there. We just don't want to say, hey, here's what we think and this is where it's going to go. Because as a host of this show, my goal is not to just say, hey, this is what my opinion is, and I hope you like it, because I'm not going to listen to anything else. That's not the case. Obviously, I have a conservative bent on things, but I certainly want to hear what our listeners have to say and what they think. And that's, again, that's what our show is going to try to focus on. We have been here now for a week and a couple of days, and we're still here. Hopefully, we'll still be here tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, here's one of the things I have lined up for tomorrow, and that has to do with Redstone Arsenal. One of my friends is a guy named Skip Vaughn, who is the editor of the Redstone Rocket. The Redstone Rocket is our post newspaper. Most every military base has a newspaper. They always have and they always will. Now, if you walk around town and you look at the boxes where newspapers used to be, you won't find the Huntsville Times. You probably won't find an USA Today. You probably won't find anything. But what you will find in many, many locations is you will find the Redstone Rocket. It's been around for many years, and it's not going to go anywhere. And Skip is the editor of this publication. And oh, by the way, a long time ago, I wrote a feature article for the Redstone Rocket, a Christmas story called The Ugliest Ornament on the Tree, which won a national award. It was just a Christmas story about me growing up, and Skip liked it, and he published it and submitted it for an award. So
maybe, do we need to add published author to your intro?
Well, published author, you could also add country music songwriter.
Really?
Yeah, I have a song I wrote that a friend of mine was he's an actual musician, and he was reaching out to some of his West Point buddies and said, anybody got a song that that they think is worth recording? And I had written one, and I sent it to him, and he recorded it, and it is now on Spotify, and it's also on Pandora and all those places.
What's the name of the song?
Oh, you're going to get a kick out of this.
Okay. Do I need to hit my delay button over here?
No.
Okay.
But the name of the song is I Got Tired of Thinking, So I Started Drinking. And
that has to be a country song.
It is a country song.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to look for that.
It's the saga of a person who's kind of down on his luck, disappointed with life, and goes home and sits on his porch and looks across his pond and is having a couple of refreshing adult beverages. And then he thinks about his family and his wife and his kids and his beautiful farm and how he really has it okay. And the start of the song is I got tired of thinking, so I started drinking. And the end of the song, the final verse, says, once I started thinking, I stopped drinking.
So, oh, that's a good message.
I don't know.
I'm to look for that, Bill. we might come back from break with that one.
Oh, no, not today.
Okay, all right.
I would say there's probably 10 people that have downloaded that song, and all 10 of them are related to me.
Well, there you go.
But my friend and I, who actually is the musician who recorded that, we live in the hope that someday somebody might just stumble across that and say, hey, you know, I wonder if these guys will sell that song. And you know what the answer to that is? You're certainly right. We'd sell it in a heartbeat.
Right.
And we'll
just don't go Nashville on me too quick.
No, I'm not going to go Nashville. So what I was alluding to, though, before we got talking about my musical career, published author, published songwriter, radio talk show host, retired Army officer, helicopter pilot, retired government employee. As I tell people, I've done a lot of good things, and I'm good at, a few things, but not real good at anything. I just try to be. So we're going to have Redstone Rocket Skip Vaughn tomorrow. He's going to be our first guest and our weekly recurring guest on a segment called the Redstone Rocket Report with Skip Vaughn. I've got a couple of surprise guests, surprise because I hadn't really got a confirmation yet, but a couple of real cool people who would be coming in for our second iteration, both of whom are running for elected office. Later on in the week, we've got a judicial candidate, John Roberts, and we also have James Lomax, who incidentally was pretty much James thought he was good to go in his district race, and then Mo Brooks decided to run against him. So now we're going to have two Republican candidates who I may try to arrange with both of those guys to see if they would like to come on the show at the same time and do a little debate, because voters are going to have a decision to make. You know, James Lomax is good, Mo Brooks is good, but you can only vote for one person, so we will see how that goes. One thing I was thinking about, we had Rex Reynolds on yesterday, and Rex is the head of essentially the budget committee for the State House of Representatives, and I gave him the old Bill Crawford magic wand question, and I said, Rex, if you had a magic wand, what would you want if you could wave it one time? And if you recall, if you were listening, Rex said, I would like to have a different revenue stream, something that doesn't exist now in the state of Alabama. And I didn't have my thinking cap on good that day, because if I had have thought about that, I would have said, well, Rex, what about a lottery? Would that not be a different revenue stream that seems to work in other states? The only states in the country that don't have a lottery are Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, and here's a surprising one, Nevada, the capital of gambling, doesn't have a lottery, and Utah. So, you know, that tells me that most every state in the union has that. I know if you drive north when the Powerball jackpot is good, you will see people all over the place in Tennessee, and they'll have a lot of Alabama license plates there applying for that lucky scratch or lucky pick of six numbers. So I don't know. Is that another revenue stream?
The disc jockey retirement plan?
Disc jockey retirement plan. There you go. So it's about time, I think, Brian, for our break, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. Thanks for listening today. Back in a minute to close out.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Are you thinking about home improvements? Well, use your equity now and refi later. Or use your equity to eliminate consumer debt forever, then refi to a lower rate and shorter term when rates drop. North Alabama Mortgage can also help you if you're thinking about buying an investment property or a second home at the lake or the beach or in the mountains. We have great programs to make that happen. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's NorthAlabamaMortgage.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved in minutes, because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford with The Point on Talk Radio WZZN, along with producer Brian Temple. We're about ready to wrap up another show. And if we wrap up, I just want to mention one thing. Our sponsor, our main sponsor of the show, is Regenesis Stem Cell Center. And I am certainly a recipient of a stem cell transplant in my right knee. And folks, I will tell you this, it works. It works. It works. And if you're faced with the decision of having somebody cut into a part of your body, or maybe just have some stem cells injected, I think you should call Regenesis or look them up on the internet and see what they may have for you that's just a different alternative. The other thing, speaking of sponsors, if you'd like to sponsor our show, sponsorships on a radio program are their lifeblood, and we could certainly use a couple more. And if you're interested, just give us a call, 256-382-0724. And we'll hook you right up, without a doubt. And so we really would appreciate that. For those who are listening, we appreciate it. And if you don't mind, tell your friends, tell your kinfolks, tell even those who aren't your friends that you've got a pretty good show here. And so I say this, no matter where you stand, where you stand depends on where you sit. And we're all sitting in the same boat, so let's make it work out.